Hey, welcome to a brand new podcast from Restaurant Ray. I'm Michael.
And I'm Anthony.
Today we're going to talk about San Diego Comic-Con for 2017.
Woo!
Yeah, they had a lot of stuff for us to, like, sink our teeth into. Like, so many trailers from movies and TV
Better
shows.
Better trailers at that.
Yeah, more improved trailers. Even a couple of video game reveal trailers, too, so.
Woo!
What do you want to talk about first?
Let's talk about the video games, since we're a video game podcast first.
Yeah, let's talk about... Let's talk about Metroid really quick. So I know you saw the gameplay for it.
Man, I want that game so bad now.
Like, how
I wanted
bad?
I wanted it when I initially saw it at E3.
Mm-hmm.
But now, as I see, like, levels of it, man, it's like taking her from Smash and putting her into a Metroid game and saying, have fun. I don't know why she needs a melee move, but I don't care. She has it. Let's go. Let's do this.
For Ariel. Sorry.
You are not at all sorry. But I don't. It's like after putting out Metroid Federation Force.
Oh.
I am just glad to see a traditional Metroid game come back and looking great. I am not 100% sure if this is a remake. I think it is of Metroid 2.
Mm-hmm.
Not 100% sure. You know, if I'm wrong, please correct me. But I don't care if it looks amazing.
They gave her melee moves that don't suck like they did with Other M.
We try not to speak of that.
I don't, because I remember things.
No, no. We can't go remembering the bad parts of the past.
Okay? It teaches us lessons so we don't make those mistakes in the future.
Well, we are not making them now, so why are we remembering them?
Did they say a release date for it, or just...
Not that I have heard so far.
Okay.
And if they were going to show that, I wish they would have shown something for Metroid Prime 4, but I know that's a ways
off. Oh, yeah, they probably don't have anything. They probably just doing, like, preliminary, like, you know...
Get the hype up.
Yeah, which was easy. Just put the title card there.
And that's all they did.
That's all they needed to do at Evo. All right, so other games that were shown, a couple of fighting games. The Starfire trailer came out. Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
So happy that Ed Boon didn't drop the ball with her. Even though her voice is a little, I don't want to say distracting, but the way her character looks, the way he modeled her, and how her voice sounds are a little disconnect for me. But I'm okay with that. I'll get over that after a while. But just the way she plays looks so, so good.
Like, at least she looks like a woman.
Yeah, it's like a full-grown woman. And I'm so down with that. And then just like the move she had, she's like going to be really, projectile heavy and zone heavy. This
like,
isn't necessarily
you know,
a bad thing.
The game is about.
Yeah, the game is very, like, the meta for the game is very projectile, you know, spammy. So she's going to fit right in with
that. Beans, man.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about her moves. I actually want to play her and just get a good feel for her as a character.
She's got a move where she's doing, like, some kind of, like, DP thing and she's spinning around with.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
That move was hype.
I'm like, ooh. Oh, my God, I was so hyped seeing her. I was like, yes, finally, it took them, like, months, but we finally got her trailer out. And I think a lot of people were satisfied with it, too. I know I was.
I mean, she's no Sub-Zero.
Really, though?
I mean, she's not.
Of course, she's Starfire.
She ain't no Red Hood.
She's Starfire. She's the last one of this pack.
I mean, I guess.
She's the hypest one.
She ain't no Jason Todd.
Who?
I don't know her.
Who? You watch Teen Titans. You know you won't know who that is.
For context, I don't even play this game anymore. I played this game for like 2 days.
Even though your favorite character, Trostis, is here, but you don't want to play the game.
Because I just,
So let's move.
Like they fixed Scarecrow. Why don't you come back and play Scarecrow?
Won't you come back? All right, let's move on. I'm super hyped for Starfire. Anthony's still disenfranchised with the whole Injustice thing, so.
I mean, I might play. If you are playing around me and I feel the urge.
Uh-huh. But nothing on your own time.
Oh, goodness, no. So many other fighting games are coming out now. I don't know.
Speaking of one, the most controversial fighting game coming out right now, Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite's new trailer popped up.
I don't know how people can keep looking at that game and not feel something good about it. All I hear is, Chun-Li's face looks ugly. That's all you got? Dante's face looks ugly. The roster is so meh. I mean, that's, I guess.
I mean, aside from everyone's jeers about the roster and little things, they showed Gamora gameplay more than they did last week at Evo, which was weird because that whole like exhibition with Jetta and Gamora was like, why?
Because, man, they had to generate that hype.
I mean, I get that, but why just not just show a proper trailer? Because they even show like a lot of stuff that Jetta could do. So I'm still like,
that's not hype.
Anyway, so we finally got a full trailer for Gamora, Hagar, was it Frank West and Nemesis?
Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, Spider-Man too. And we got the Mind Gem and what it does.
Which is kind of crazy.
Yeah,
but not much crazier than any of the other gems.
It's not. It just makes the game more broken. It just pretty much gives you full stock of meter, which is...
Each gem is just... I guess it's situationally busted, but the shame cube... I am all about the shame cube.
You and the shame cube.
Look, it's a corner that manifests in the middle of the screen.
Yeah, that
is a shame cube.
It's pretty broke. I agree.
I thought the power gem was gonna be great, but they were like, "Nah, look at this shame cube."
It's because you easily like influenced by stuff. The fact that it had a cool name by it, or people already dubbed it, is really like the shame cube so much.
It's called the Shame Cube.
I don't think that's the proper
How
name
How can
for it.
You disparage the Shame Cube? What's the time gem got? The infinite zoopity zop or something? Like
The time gem gives you, you can spam stuff, I think. Like
It creates infinites. That's great.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have a Shame Cube.
Oh, my God. Everything doesn't need a Shame Cube.
Yes,
Anthony.
It does.
It doesn't, though.
The Mind Gem has a Shame Sphere.
Anyway, so what else did you pick out from this trailer that you liked? Since it was a lot of characters they show, I think
so,
Spider-Man was probably
so
pretty
first
hyped.
First of all, right, let's talk about Spider-Man. He's amazing.
Yeah.
One would say he's an amazing Spider-Man.
Even spectacular?
Hey, man. Point being, his super finally freaking combos without this extra garbage.
Yeah, that
you
was one.
You don't have to work really hard to get maximum Spider.
That was probably my most hated part of playing him in Marvel 3 was the fact that Maximum Spider never really connected easily. Like, you had to do all this extra stupid stuff to do it. And now it's like, okay, it works as it should have intended to be working as.
One thing I find interesting, I have yet to see Web Swing.
That's right. I haven't seen Web Swing either.
Now, if they're turning it into another move, fine. But that's just weird. He's had that move since, like, Marvel Superheroes.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen it in any video that I've seen about Marvel Infinite.
Yeah. I've not seen Web Swing.
He has some new punch attack, too, that I saw people use. Maybe that's the replacement for Web Swing.
I don't know, man. I'm just... Why?
That'd be odd. That's kind of odd.
Now, of course, you can't have new characters without new moves. So here comes Hagar with an oil barrel.
Yes, oil barrel's too broke.
So I'm already thinking of ways of just busting the game with it. You just have them hold the barrel and then tag someone in to make it safe.
Yep.
Because it could take one hit, and it's amazing.
You can always just tag somebody in from the behind him or something and just do crazy stuff.
Of course he still has Lariat. Why wouldn't he? Of course he still has the pipe. Why wouldn't he?
These are essential moves.
Like, you can't be the mayor without a pipe, apparently.
I mean.
He does come from a crime-ridden city. So.
Yeah, Metro City's the worst.
I mean, they people like to talk about Chicago, but they don't know about Metro City, man. We don't have nothing called the bad gear gang. That's a real business.
Oh, we got to talk about Gamora, a.k.a. Deadpool / Hayato / Fantasy Star.
The combo queen?
Her combos are ridiculous. Like
Her combos look like it could just run down the clock. Like, you just put down the controller for a bit, like, you're done.
Like, I could see her having, like, touch and depth combos day one.
Like, you're not even doing damage anymore. What are you doing?
She's going to be probably pretty popular. I can see that. Like, because her damage output's pretty good, too.
Yeah.
And she got some disgusting combo potential.
And she has a move that doubles her moves.
Yep.
Shadow combination. Her voice line sucked,
though. Oh, yeah, her voice is terrible. Whoever's voice acting her, they could have done a better job. Like,
see, it's not even the voice acting I have the problem with. It's the lines she was given. She sounds like such a military woman.
She sounds so monotone.
She sounds like G.I. Jane or something. And then she looks like Fantasy Star.
That's the greatest
this
thing ever.
Outfit.
It's incredible.
What is this orange around her eyes? What is that? What is this outfit? What even?
Look,
y'all just could make her look like she did in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Nah, that'd be too easy. It did like she does in I think in Contest of Champions.
That's how she looks?
I think so, if I'm not mistaken.
And please, before I am called a plebe at this, I'm sorry. Don't read comics with Gamora. I don't. So if this is a comic book reference, I apologize.
I think it is, if I'm not mistaken.
I just think, you know.
But she changed her outfit so often in like the comic books, though. Like, she doesn't have a consistent like look.
I mean, I guess.
Like, every
I
so
just
often
don't know why she had to come with this super combat suit.
Oh, yeah, that's the, okay, now I remember. That's she has that suit in Guardians of the Galaxy, too, the actual comic book.
Oh, okay.
I remember now. I'm trying to remember because she had, like, a gun, too. Okay, that's what they're referencing.
All right.
She's thicker, though, than she actually is in Guardians of the Galaxy, the comic book. Like, in the actual game from Marvel Infinite, she's way thicker. Like, she's way more petite in the comics.
Of course you noticed that. I'm over here watching her do three jumps and all these gunshots, and you like, she thick? Like,
she is.
I didn't even pay attention to that. I have not looked.
She's thick.
At least she doesn't look terrible.
She doesn't. She looks pretty good. I'm proud of them. The Marvel side is looking really strong as far as like character, like the way they look and everything visually. I don't know about Capcom. I don't know what happened there.
So how you like Frank West?
I mean, he looks broken. I might begrudgingly play him in this game.
He's busted, Michael.
He's so busted. Like, they made him.
Now, think of him with the Shame Cube where they can't get away.
Him with the Shame Cube at level 5?
Yes.
That's too good. You can't escape nothing he does there.
He's going to have mix-ups for days.
Mix-ups? What do you mean mix-ups? You're about to put the controller down.
Yes. He's going to throw a zombie, roll through you, and you're going to try and jump, and he's going to jump with you with them chainsaw blades. Like, where you going, buddy? Where you going, friend? Time to guess.
Oh, man. This.
That's what this is going to be. Time to guess the video game. Nemesis looks the same, but he's better in this game engine because it's designed that way.
Yeah. I think a lot of characters coming from the previous game are going to play a lot better. Because when I did have my little stint playing it at Evo, I'm like, oh, this is fun. I just felt like a lot better playing it than I did when I remember playing Marvel 3 when it originally came out.
Man, and we forgot Doctor Strange.
Oh, yeah.
He over here teleporting all over the screen with these combos.
It looks so good.
Mind you, we've also watched footage from Maximilian, who was at San Diego Comic-Con. Shout outs to Max for that footage because it is so good.
It's so good.
I don't know who was playing Doctor Strange that day.
I think that was somebody from Capcom.
To be. Max ain't doing these combos.
Not yet.
He over here. He teleported across the screen to keep comboing you.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, this game's gonna be so, so good. I'm really excited about it. The more I see of it and the more like it unfolds, the more like I'm happy I'm becoming about it.
And Chun-Li's face is fine. Okay, they fixed it. It's okay. Chill.
I mean, it's not Street Fighter V good, but I mean it's still
none of this game is Street Fighter V good in terms of looks.
I mean, yeah, that's true.
Honestly, the absolute most detailed thing is Nemesis, and that's not good.
That's so disgusting.
It's not good.
The fact that he got all his blood vessels and everything in his face and his neck. Ugh.
Like, why did they put so much attention into Nemesis? Who did this? I feel like priorities were not in order.
Not at all. All right, so let's shift over to the more, I guess, movie part of San Diego Comic Con.
Because let's face it, that's kind of the point.
Yeah, film and TV, because there were like a lot of stuff. There was so many trailers that came out. Which one we want to talk about first?
So, first of all, I want to just point out that before this, I watched the Archer short, because I think they always have an Archer short with him and Eggsy from Kingsman.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Amazing. You should watch it. It's awesome. It's Archer being Archer and the Kingsman's headquarters. That can't possibly be anything but good.
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, just give it a look, man. It's great. Anywho, Thor, Ragnarok.
Ugh. Life changing.
When I first saw the first trailer, I was just kind of like, man.
I was on a super meh.
But then.
This one was the hype trailer. This is the one that generates, like, all the hype. I'm sure they probably did that on purpose to, like, okay, we got Comic-Con coming up. We got to get a good trailer out to get all these nerds behind this movie.
It showed us everything we needed to know.
Ugh. Valkyrie looks so good. Oh, Hela looks so good. Oh, my God.
Everything looks good.
Everything looks hype. The colors are so good. Oh, my God, the colors.
Hulk got that new fresh cut.
Man. He went and got the freshest cut from
us. Got lined up nice.
Probably by some Dominican in New York.
Hey.
The action looked really good. Like, everything just, oh, my God. Whoever did this new trailer.
It has some nice Marvel-esque humor.
Like, they need a raise. Whoever did this trailer.
Yeah.
Because this is the one.
Turned us around.
Because I was like, man, I'm going to go see it. But I'm not, like, waiting for. Now I'm anticipating this movie. Like, I want to see this now. Like, I have to see this movie. Like, it's a necessity. We gotta. It's a necessity. I'm totally down for this.
Also, for high trailers, the Justice League trailer.
It was pretty good.
I was on the fence, and now I kind of want to see it.
Yeah. Even though I'm still like, what are they going to do about Batman later? But that's
like, I'm still not the hypest about Aquaman. But
I don't know what's wrong with you.
I'm sorry. They're making him seem like some kind of weird-ass bro type. Like,
yes, because it's new, fresh, and different.
I guess.
Don't want, like, overly, I'm Aquaman. I can talk to fish. No. We want bro-tastic Aquaman coming through.
Look, I could be wrong, and this could be the best Aquaman. I hope I am wrong, and that is the case. But right now, I'm skeptical.
He's hype incarnate. Him and Wonder Woman are the best parts of this. These trailers I've seen.
Dang, you don't like Flash?
I mean, he's comic relief, really.
Yeah.
And Batman just being Batman, so that's like, we kind of see that coming.
Cyborg looks trash.
So Cyborg is probably the low point of this. I am so upset.
He looks trash.
With a character like Cyborg, I would expect him to do some way better stuff with him.
Now, I think we all know who the villain is, because, you know,
it's kind of pointing towards the direction of a particular person.
Yeah. Sure. It's not the Joker.
Of course not.
No. Why? I mean, it's certainly not, you know, the Riddler.
Nah.
Can't be. Well, who knows? They might pull some sideways crap and say it's Brainiac, but I doubt it.
Oh, that would be disgusting. But they do have Mother Boxer in it, so. I hope it's not Brainiac. That would suck.
But I think.
I know who it is.
It's going to be.
Granny Goodness.
I'd be so hyped.
Man, let Granny Goodness pop out of that movie.
I'd be so hyped.
That would be too hype. I mean, of course, everyone knows it's looking towards the being Darkseid. But if Granny Goodness was the main villain, that would be too hype.
That's it. I want a movie where Granny Goodness is the main villain.
That would be so good.
Darkseid cannot sully his hands with these heathens.
Yeah, that would be pretty hype. That would be so good. DC, do something. Like, they have such a reservoir.
Granny Goodness, man.
They have such a reservoir of characters and stuff, and they just don't use all of them.
Harley Quinn is not the hypest female all the time.
She really ain't. She really
ain't.
She is
just Hot Topic attire. She is.
She's the Hot Topic story, like, that fell over.
But Granny Goodness?
Man.
That's the way the hype is.
And the Furies? Oh, that'd be too good. But, you know, those are good ideas.
And that's just the start, man. They got a lot of good characters that just not using.
Oh, yeah. DC has, like, a reservoir of, like, so many good characters and stories and, like, arcs and concepts, and they're just like, we're going to use the stuff everybody knows.
Now, here's the question. Are they serious about to sit here and make a Justice League movie without Green Lantern?
Yep. Have you seen him?
I mean,
have you seen footage of him?
I haven't.
Have you seen somebody say, hey, I'm playing Hal Jordan in this movie?
I'm just saying.
Nah.
I mean, he's
canceled.
Oh, that's terrible.
So sorry.
I kind of like Green Lantern, though.
Well, that's because you like the Red Lanterns. You know, by extension, you need the Green Lantern.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of how this works.
Yeah, but no.
That's like, you know, I like the Joker, so by proxy, I have to like the Batman.
Because you know he's coming if anything related to Batman is ever done.
Yes.
I understand your train of thought, but unfortunately, we are canceling the Hal Jordan. I'm sorry, man.
That's unfortunate. But they're going to bring Superman back.
Yeah. The patriarch of all patron saints of the DC universe. Yes. You'll be all right. So let's talk about one of the last really high trailers, which was the leaked Avengers Infinity Wars trailer.
I'm not going to lie. I have some concerns.
Which are?
So this is a concern that popped up in movies before. And they have been realized. The most notable time I felt this way was when I saw Spider-Man 3, when it was coming out, where I thought they were cramming too much in too little time.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened? They tried to do way too much with people who weren't up to the task.
So you think they're going to have that same, they might have that issue with this movie?
This movie, do you see all the characters in this movie?
Yeah, I did.
They got the Guardians.
Yeah.
They got the Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
They got Iron Spider.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they got Thanos. They can't do this without Thanos. I don't know if I saw Ant-Man in there or not.
He's supposed to be there, too, according to, the roster. Because they showed the roster of everybody's going to be in his movie.
They got Black Panther featuring Squad.
Yep. Featuring Squad.
Like, that's a lot. And it's coming out May 2018. Well, I'm sure they've been working on this for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
I just really hope that this is paced well enough where it doesn't seem they're doing way too much.
It's going to be too much.
That's what I'm thinking.
This is going to be too much in a way where it's supposed to be chaotic. I think this is one where it can be chaotic and make sense.
Like, it's going to end one of three ways. It's going to be a long movie, like 3 hours long.
I can see it be 2.5 easily.
This is going to be one of those movies where even if it's that long, it's not going to have enough. Or this is going to be a really badly paced movie.
I think it's going to be badly paced. Let me be honest with you.
Because the moments of downtime are just not going to be that long.
Which is probably, I mean,
like the moments of downtime is going to be probably Tony Stark and Cap arguing 4 minutes. Says, look, Thanos is right out there fucking up shit. Mm-hmm. We need to do something.
Together,
because Loki's out there for some reason, Thanos is Thanosing, and we gotta pull it together, man.
Not to mention, Thanos' children are gonna be in the movie too.
Thanos' children.
Yep, I think it's three of them. The only one I know about his hand is Promixia and Midnight because that's my favorite, and it's two other ones, and they're pretty strong by themselves. So this is gonna be a very inflated movie. But I think we're going into the movie knowing this though. We have that many characters gonna be like ridiculous.
This is. But you know what? I was skeptical about Civil War for the same reason, but that came through as a great movie.
It did.
So hopefully,
just like double the size, though.
Right. Oh my God, this is gonna be such a clusterfuck.
It is. I think this is supposed to be a clusterfuck, though. I think it's purposely done this way. There's no way we can do a movie with this many people and not be a clusterfuck. There's no way.
This is an ambitious movie.
Ambitious ain't even a word. Like, this is, do you know how many A-list people are in this movie?
The trailer looked good, though.
The trailer
gave me a little bit of hope, but there's that nagging concern that this is a lot of stuff going on, man.
It's
going
to be a lot to take in. Like, and this is going to be two movies, too. So, it's going to be the part one to Infinity War.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, they're doing it, too.
That calms my worries down a little bit.
I thought it was just going to be all or nothing. No, this is just the beginning of
okay.
They're going to do another one after they do the next phase of Marvel movies.
That calms me down just a little bit because, man, they can't do this in one movie. It's impossible.
Of course not. To be honest, they needed to do like a multi-movie just for the Infinity Gauntlet alone. But, you know, it's 2 hours. We're going to have to, okay, we got to figure out how to do this in 2 hours or 2 hours and 30 minutes or whatever time slot they got for
this. What are you going to do about Vision?
He's there.
I know, but is this going to pluck the gem out?
Probably.
That is a Thanos-ass thing to do.
Yeah.
Yoink.
It's his gem.
I mean, it's not, but
it's his gem. He is the Titan.
I mean, I guess.
He ain't here for your feelings.
I mean, ownership and shit, I guess.
So, now we have to talk about something that's not as hype. The Inhumans trailer that came out. That was very underwhelming. Now, originally, I was already against the idea of doing an Inhumans movie because of the same thing I knew was going to happen with the movie is happening with the TV show, which is the budget.
It's going to look garbage.
It's going to look garbage. Certain things just don't translate well on film. And unfortunately, the Inhumans being so weird out of the box just isn't translating well. And
it's like they just bought the entire set of Adobe for like Windows 2000. And was like, let's just do this. Let's go.
Like, one of the glaring problems with this, two I saw. One, the dog. I forgot his name.
Oh, he looks awful.
He looks so bad.
This is like, honey, we shrunk the kids bad.
Number two would be Medusa's hair. Her hair looks terrible, and it hasn't been fixed, really.
It looks as bad as her outfit.
Her outfit is horrendous.
Fail.
Who's doing the wardrobe for this movie? I mean, this TV show.
Man, her whole outfit looks like a clearance section.
I'm like, that's not the Medusa I know, because Medusa I know is a bad bitch. Like, this woman, like an old matriarch. Like, she just like, I don't do much besides stay in the castle. No.
Fucking Black Bolt.
I knew we were going to get Black Bolt, his costume.
But they didn't even make him look cool.
They didn't. He looks like a regular deadly smuggler.
I would have taken him not having the costume if he at least looked cool.
Yeah.
And kingly.
He doesn't look kingly.
Everybody here looks like peasantry.
Yeah.
All of them.
I like the way Maximus looks.
And
Gorgon being black is cool.
I mean, he's all right.
But other than that, it just looks so low budget. They have the audacity to put
Maximus ain't even.
They have the audacity to put this in IMAX, too, for the first episode.
He don't even seem treacherous enough.
He does look treacherous. I think they nailed him, if anybody. Now, Crystal looks terrible. I don't care what anybody say. What did they do to, like, I don't even know who's on, who at Marvel hates the Inhumans, because that's what it looks like they're doing.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I expected Maximus to be, like, theatrically treacherous, you know?
He might be. You know, it's just a trailer, you know?
It's a bad trailer. It's bad.
It is a bad trailer. Medusa's hair was like, okay, this is it.
They couldn't just make this an animated movie. They couldn't do that. They couldn't make it a cartoon.
No.
It'd been great.
MCU, man.
No.
MCU.
They could have at least had Pixar help them make a 3D movie.
Yeah, but no.
Just trash. Ugh.
I mean, at least we got the Defenders to look forward to, which comes out in August.
Yeah, that looks pretty good.
But that's expected, though.
Jessica Jones. Oh, I don't know, man. After Iron Fist, who knows
man,
what to expect?
Man, you know, the audacity to come out with a season two of that garbage.
Excuse me?
Yeah, season two of Iron Fist is coming out. They announced it at San Diego Comic-Con. I was very upset. After my startling and rousing article I wrote about why it doesn't need a season two, they had audacity to come out with a season two.
So when's Luke Cage season two?
They already announced it because what's her name? Lucy Liu's gonna be doing the directing for it.
Okay, as long as that happens.
Yeah,
man, is Jessica Jones getting a season two?
That I don't know. I don't remember. Yeah. To my knowledge, I don't remember them announcing her season two yet.
Look, who knows?
They might fix it.
Hmm.
They might fix Iron Fist.
Hopefully have more time to do special effects and train him to do martial arts, because there's a show about martial arts. How do you have a show about martial arts, but you got Daredevil outdoing you in every aspect of martial arts? Like, I don't understand that.
Well, Daredevil's a ninja.
Okay, but Iron Fist is the immortal dragon. He is the most capable person in Marvel as far as hand-to-hand combat.
He kind of does just look like somebody who live in Pilsen. He got like a 401k already because of his parents. You know, he's just trying to find himself.
That's
he
literally
says namaste every now and again.
That's kind of literally what happened in the first season
of
the show.
He's a vegan.
I wouldn't put it past him being a vegan.
Shout outs to vegans. I'm sorry if you felt offended by that. I don't want to associate y'all with Iron Fist, but that I'm sorry.
All right, so overall, what do you think about this year's Comic-Con and what they had to offer us.
I mean, they only showed me one disappointment, so that's good.
That's good.
A lot of other shows have shown me a lot worse than that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty hyped. A lot of movies look like they're going to be really good. And, of course, Marvel Infinite looks great. And I can't wait for Starfire. So this is a win for me. So on to New York Comic Con coming up this year. I think it comes out. I think that one comes in October.
Yeah, by then we'll know if this game's good or not.
Yeah, we'll have a whole month by then. So, yeah. All right, guys, did you guys watch the trailers and the feeds and the live footage from Comic-Con this year in San Diego? Did you see any trailers you liked? Did you not like the Inhumans like the rest of us? Let us know. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next time.